You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, tribulation is coming. Why? Well, we violate just about everything God tells us to do, and he punishes his people for rebellion and refusing to obey him. And in the end, before Jesus returns, he's going to hit all the unbelievers and the rebellious ones with tribulation. What's all these ways that we violate? Well, here's another very common one in the Christian world. We ignore what God says about his food laws. We're just not going to hear it. We're going to eat anything we feel like it. And we'll twist things. We'll twist the scripture to say things it doesn't say and to justify our eating of unclean animals that defile our bodies, the temple of the living God. And, you know, when Antiochus sacrificed a pig on the altar and defiled the physical altar, people can, you know, look in history and see that. But you think it's okay to shove swine's flesh down your throat and all kinds of other unclean animals and defile your own body. But just keep it up. That's okay. Do it. You'll just get disease, trigonosis, parasites, and all kinds of other creepy crawly things in the creepy crawly things that you eat. You get more than you bargain for. Leviticus 11 verse 7 says, "And the swine, though it divides the hoof, having cloven hoofs, yet does not chew the cud, is unclean to you." What part of that can't people understand? I don't understand their rebellion. "Their flesh you shall not eat, and their carcass you shall not touch. They are unclean to you." You know, and then we go ahead and we do things like we practice idolatrous festivals. Here's one, Jeremiah 44, verse 17. "But we will certainly do whatever has gone out of our mouth, to burn incense to the Queen of Heaven, to pour out drink offerings to her, as we have done, we and our fathers, our kings and our princes, in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem. For then we had plenty of food, were well off, and saw no trouble. But since we stopped burning incense to the Queen of Heaven and poured out drink offerings for her, we have lacked everything and have been consumed by the sword and by the famine." The women also said, "And when we burned incense to the Queen of Heaven and poured out drink offerings to her, did we make cakes for her to worship her and to pour out drink offerings to her without her husband's position?" This is worshiping Astarte, the Queen of Heaven. Oh, we call it Easter today. You know, we practice witchcraft. A man or a woman who is a medium or who has a familiar spirit shall surely be put to death, and they shall stone them with stones. Their blood shall be upon them. Leviticus 20, verse 27. We practice sodomy and perversion. Leviticus 20, 13. "If a man lies with a male as he lies with a woman, both shall have them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them." We murder babies. Again, you shall say to the children of Israel, "Whoever the children is Israel or the strangers who dwell in Israel, whoever gives any of his descendants to Molech, he shall surely be put to death." We run our abortion clinics. We sacrifice children to Molech day after day after day. Millions of babies we have killed, we have murdered, and the church sits back and allows its members to do it. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.